Hi guys, so I'm back today with another episode. I haven't been recording the last couple of days. A lot of personal things going on, things that I kind of want to address with you guys. I just want to kind of address some things, talk to you guys, catch you guys up on some things, and let's get into it. Hopefully this time no one will call me, because every time I start this episode, I have to keep deleting it because people keep calling me. It's driving me nuts. So hopefully we can get through this so I don't have to keep repeating myself. But so the first thing I want to address is that I had a panic attack this week. I had a few this week, and it was a rough week for me, and I'm just trying to get through it. So I have chosen to go back to my therapist. It's a lot of things I'm still dealing with that I just kind of didn't want to deal with. I need to cope. I have a lot going on in my personal life, and I felt like at the time I didn't need therapy. I was good, so I stopped going to my therapist, and I just was seeing my psychiatrist for medication. Well, it kind of dawned on me, like, you know what, Sherelle, you really need to go back to therapy because you have a lot going on. You need to talk to somebody. You need to learn how to get better coping mechanisms. So that's what I plan to do. And hopefully that works out. I emailed my therapist. We have an appointment. Well, we're in the process of making an appointment for next week. So that's one thing I want to address. The second thing I want to address is Love Talk series, because I feel like I haven't given you guys a Love Talk series in so long. I do apologize for that. Love Talk series is near dear to my heart. Whenever I do a Love Talk series episode, it's important for me to brainstorm it, make sure that it's right for you guys. So I don't just want to put anything out there. So that's what's taking me so long with that, because I do like to brainstorm my topics and know what I'm talking about so it's relatable to everybody listening. Love Talk series is not dead. I'm going to revive it. It's going to come back. I don't know when at this point. Hopefully soon, maybe in a couple, I want to say a couple of weeks. I don't know yet, but it's not dead. It is coming back. I also want to address some other things going on. Third thing I want to address is that right now, my friend, aka my boo, aka my future man, he is not here right now. I know the last episode I did with you guys, I talked about how me and him hadn't spoke, how I was kind of mad with him or whatever the case may be. However, me and him did see each other. We saw each other Wednesday. We hung out, we talked, he was at work. We had a great conversation. I'm trying not to cry, y'all, but yeah, we had a great conversation. I told you guys he had a lot going on in his life. His grandmother had just died. He had some personal things going on that he had to deal with. So I won't be seeing him again until August, due to some personal things he has going on that he has to deal with. He will be back home in town in August, and that's when we'll see each other again. I can't go into a whole lot of detail with you guys. I would love to. You know how I love to be open with you guys. I love to tell you guys everything going on with me. But however, it's not my story to tell, so I can't just be like, yeah, this is what's going on. At some point, I do hope in August that me and him can do a podcast episode together, and you guys can, he can give you his perspective on relationships with me and stuff like that. So hopefully that will happen. It's been tough, just getting that news. Me and him were hoping things would have been different. We both were like, let's hope this ends differently. Let's be positive about it. But you know, I'm just glad I got to see him before he left. So that's like all that really matters. It's been tough, but I'm trying to get through it. You know, it's only June. I just got to keep pushing through. A lot is going on right now, so I'm trying to stay positive for him and just everybody. Apologize, guys. This episode is going to have a lot of segments because people keep calling me while I'm trying to record, which is pissing me off. So annoying. I'm trying to make this quick because I don't want people to keep interrupting me. That's going to make me mad. But like I was saying, it's a lot going on. I'm praying for him right now. I can't wait to see him again in August. I miss him so much right now. And like I said, eventually I will tell you guys more detail, but I just can't go into too much detail. And like I told you guys, I'm still going to do Love Talk series with you guys. It may be a little different, but I'm still going to do it with you guys. While he's away, my goal is just to kind of like focus on myself, go to therapy, just try to be happy, try to be a good mom, try to just not be in the house that much so I'm not thinking about him like all the time. But I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's next for him. I don't know what's next for me. I do love him very much. I do know that he's somebody who I want to spend the rest of my life with. I do know that we had plans to do so many great things, and we still will do those things when he comes home in August. I don't know. Like I told you guys, I don't know. Just bear with me during this time because it's going to be tough, but I'm still going to talk to you guys, communicate, keep you guys in the loop. I don't know what I will talk about with you guys now. It's going to be awkward. No, we'll still have conversations, though. We will, guys. We'll still talk about everything, and we'll have fun, and we'll make it authentic. I don't know how many episodes I'll be doing now. I'm probably going to not do as many as I was doing because I kind of need to clear my head and take like a month or just to take a while off to clear my head and get myself together. What I do want you guys to know is that I'm still going to make great content for you guys. I'm still going to give you the mental health episodes. I'm still going to talk about my life and talk about everything else with you guys. What I also want you guys to know is that anybody I ever talk about on my podcast, they are loved. Anything I've ever said to them, I've said to their face as well. So I don't want you guys to think, like, you know, sometimes I go back and I listen to these episodes and I think, what are people thinking when they listen? Do you think I'm angry? Do you think I'm bitter? What do they think when I talk about people? But the reality is, everybody knows about my podcast. Most of my family does anyway. Most of my friends do. They've heard, they've listened to it. And like I said, when I talk about my relationship, I'm not talking about him in a bad way to bash him and make him look bad. He's a great guy. He's nothing wrong with him. It's just, I want you guys to know that no relationship is perfect. And if people say the relationship is perfect, they're lying because nobody's relationship is perfect. So what I want you guys to see is that we're human. We go through ups and downs, but we keep fighting to make it work. What I want you guys to know is during this time period while he's gone, you know, things are going to be tough, but we're going to keep pushing through it and make sure it works. So, you know, I'm praying for his kids right now. I know they love their daddy so much, and he's a great dad. I'm praying for his family right now. I'm just praying in general because we all need prayer right now. I do want you guys to have or feel comfortable with... I feel like I always talk about different topics on my podcast, but you guys never like tell me if you want me to talk about certain things or not. So if you ever feel like you need advice or you want to just send me an email or something, feel free to do it. So I'm going to actually make an email today. It's going to be called My Mental Health Diary. I'll put the at and everything in the description of my podcast so you guys can click on that. Send me a quick email about anything you want to talk about, any advice you need, whatever you want me to do or say. We can talk about it. So feel free to open that up. Also, guys, remember, I do have a second podcast. It is called Love Talk Series. It's here on Anchor. It's on Undie for Separate account. Check that out, guys. Keep supporting that. I don't really know, guys. All I know is that it's tough right now, but I'm going to pull through. I'm going to make it. I'm going to keep going. Just like I said, pray for me. I'll pray for you. It's tough for everybody right now. A lot is going on in the world. I just got to keep pushing and got to keep going and stay motivated. So I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's going to happen next. All I know is that I just have to live in the moment and choose to be happy while all this is going on. That's all I really can do. Anyway, guys, I have to get back to work. The rain is slacking up. I'm going to call a few more patients and then I'm going to go lay down. No, I'm not going to lay down. Then I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Finally, I'm not dressed, guys. I got to go get dressed. Then I'm going to start taking my hair out so I can redo it and all that good stuff. So I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks for the support, guys. I know this episode is not that long, but I just wanted to kind of address some things with you guys because I feel like a lot of things get said on my podcast, but I don't really address anything. So this is just me addressing everything going on in my personal life a little bit or the stuff I can tell you. So anyway, guys, I'm ready to log off for the day. I'm going to go finish work, and then I'm going to go try to just clear my head. I actually might go for a drive today to try to just clear my head. I have not gone for a drive since a couple of days. Probably like, because I talked to Daryl on Wednesday. So, oh my God, I just said his name. Oh my God, he's going to kill me. All right. I'm sorry. Anyway, pretend like you didn't hear that. But I talked to him. I think the last drive I went to was Tuesday. It was something like that. I don't remember, guys. But anyway, I will talk to you guys later. Peace and love. You didn't hear his name, guys. You didn't hear it. Beep it out. Beep it out. All right, guys. Peace and love.